Radio Christmas Party. Tom Wynn and Friends Christmas Party. An annual event. Thousands of people walking through our doors here at 1020 25th Street South will be tomorrow, Friday, beginning at 6 a.m. What's the temperature going to be at 6 a.m. tomorrow, Pinto?
Looking at it, light snow, highs of 0 to 5 above, so you can imagine probably 4, 3, 2 below, somewhere in that range.
So bundle up if you're coming early and you want to wait outside KF, because we often get people, and this is all in seriousness, we have people lining up before our KFGO Christmas party. So if you're going to do that, wear a large fur hat and mittens so you don't freeze out front. But it's going to be until 6 until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Can meet all the KFGO personalities, including myself, Joel Heitkamp, Sandy Buttweiler, Paul Juergens from the news team, Don Bonnie, Jim Monk, the whole shebang. Get some coffee, some free food, live music, and, of course, our prized glass coffee mugs. So stop by 6 o'clock tomorrow. It ends at 9 here at the Mighty 790 KFGO. Let us go to Wisconsin, another great state in this great country. Jerry Bader, our friend from WTAQ, WHBL, and WSAU for our weekly chat, which we do every Thursday when our schedules allow. Hello, Jerry Bader. Are you jumping in your car after work today to head to Fargo to come to our KFGO Christmas party tomorrow? You're going to have to miss this year.
I seem to have missed my invite.
It's open to the public. You're part of the public, right? Or are you,
well,
are you above that?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to endeavor next year to make it. I know the big guys out there for it. And that is that event, I mean this quite sincerely, is the talk of the company right now. That's just a fabulous thing, that Christmas party.
It's kind of fun. You get to actually meet the people oftentimes who call in and who sometimes razz you and who send you emails, and they get to put your face to your voice. And it's a good deal. It's been a cool thing since I've been here the last 5 years at KFGO.
Well, tell all your conservative listeners that show up that I say hi.
I will do that. I'll put up a cutout of you in the hallway or something like
there
that.
There you go. Yeah, I wonder what that would look like when it was done.
Yeah, not sure you want to do that. The debt deal, the budget deal, Jerry, it's the talk of the national news outlets. I see Nancy Pelosi right now on CNN saying that Democrats basically have to suck it up and you know, think about taking this deal, the bipartisan deal with your guy, Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, and Senate Budget Chairman Patty Murray. It doesn't do much. It's really not that big of a deal in the long run. However, it is at least a bipartisan deal, no matter how small, and that's worth something, isn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, when you have, I'm going to tell you, I think some of the criticisms from the Tea Party right are a bit hyperventilated, and I'm actually taking friendly fire from my listeners on this. You know, for 2 years, we're giving up our leverage on the sequester. For 2 years, look, when Patty Murray and Paul Ryan sit down in a room and on behalf of their respective parties, you're going to get this mishmash. You're not going to get anything that either side is happy with. And right now, I will tell you what the unofficial name of this bill is on my side. It's the, for the love of God, let's not shut down government again.
but and at what point do those folks in the Tea Party and those people in the far right, who you know I like to beat up on because it's just too darn easy, at what point do they realize, look, the country is tired of never getting anything done? I mean, nothing ever moving forward, nothing, no agreements ever coming forth, no bipartisanship ever. Are those people, are the Ted Cruzes of the world, Jerry, ever going to get the message that at some point you have to give something in life?
To borrow from Seinfeld, if they were to shut down again and take the attention off the failure that is Obamacare, it would, for your side, be a Festivus miracle.
It would be. It doesn't sound like it's going to be that. It sounds like it has a pretty good chance of moving forward. The one thing I don't like about it, and you know I'm going here, the one thing I don't like about it is the unemployment benefits. They don't get extended, the emergency benefits for long-term jobless Americans. There's going to be 1.3 million unemployed people who are going to be cut off from federal jobless benefits. That's the one part of it I really don't like, because those people, again, now they're going to lose those benefits. And then what do they do, Jerry? Where do they turn next? What is their option in life?
Well, and you're not going to like the answer to this, but the reality is, research shows One, extending jobless benefits doesn't create jobs. Doesn't do anything for the economy. Extending jobless benefits extends joblessness. I know you're not going to agree with this, but the studies show it is a disincentive to find work.
But if you have a family to feed, and this is where you and I always differ, Jerry. If you have a family to feed, if you have two kids at home, three kids at home, a mortgage to pay, all of these things, I'm not so much worried about somebody looking 10 years down the road and saying, hey, I'm going to keep doing this for the next 10 years. I'm worried about the two kids, the wife, the dad. These benefits do mean something. They are not. They're not $80,000 a year. They're not $100,000 a year. Yep. We're talking about mouths that need to be fed.
How far do you extend them out?
Until the economy does get turned around to the point, it's getting a little bit better. It's still not where it needs to be. There's no question about that. There's still too many people unemployed. There's still too many jobs, as you like to throw at me every single time you're on. There are still too many part-time jobs, too many fast food jobs out there. But until this thing gets turned around and we get humming again, hopefully quickly, then I think we need to keep extending them. Is that an answer? Is that a deadline that I'm giving you? No, but I think that we need to look at this more seriously than just throwing kids and wives and dads out in the streets.
2 years, 3 years, 5 years, how long?
I would say let's go 2 years. Can we do that?
And I think that is a tremendous disincentive. I really do, Mike, and I do understand what you're saying. You and I are never going to agree on this. So here's what I would say is this is the type of thing that your side has given up and my side has given things up. And I think here's what's frustrating to me, though, and I spent a lot of time on my show on this today. Look, there is a fracture in the conservative movement, but there is a mirror image fracture in the liberal movement that no one ever talks about. The establishment Democratic Party versus what's now being called the Warren wing. After Senator Elizabeth Warren, there's a huge fracture there. A couple of people from the Third Way did an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal that said the Occupy Wall Street socialist redistribution is not the way to go. They're being vilified, Mike. They are being ostracized from impolite liberal company for speaking heresy, for suggesting that, Social Security actually is going broke. The media doesn't fixate on your side, on the fracture in your side. And your side is smart enough not to bring it into the halls of Congress.
Well, but the fracture is nowhere near what it is on your side, Jerry. There's no way that the far left wing of the Democratic Party has anywhere near the numbers, anywhere near the size, anywhere near the power, quite frankly, of the Tea Party and the far right. I mean, the far right of this country. Heck, they control the House of Representatives, Jerry. That's why the government shut down before.
The power part of it is true. The size is where I disagree, and it's growing. There is the belief system is that post Barack Obama, they want to attack to the hard left, and their influence and their size is growing. But you're right; they don't have the power right now, but they certainly want it.
If my side goes as hard left as your side went to the right, Jerry, then we are going to get crushed in this country. And we're already getting crushed in the middle of the country because of the redness of the states here. But if we go as far left as you are to the right, we're going to start getting beat on the coasts. That would be a mistake. And I admit it. I mean, it's absolutely. This country needs to return back to the middle. We need to find common ground, whether it's a tiny little bipartisan budget agreement where you and I can look at it and say, yeah, I have a problem here. Yeah, Jerry has a problem there. But in the end, at least we're not doing the brinksmanship. At least we're not just always fighting. If we get away from that on the left, we're going to get walloped in the future. No question in my mind.
Here's what I'll just mildly disagree with you. Here's what's going on under the surface, and this is why it's important that it's not being noticed on the left. The fracture is more severe than you're willing to admit on your side, and I admit that it is severe, that there's almost a full civil war about to break out on the right. Were that to happen on both sides, you don't end up with three parties, you end up with four. And that would be a very interesting dynamic, the center-right, center-left, and the far-right, far-left. Four distinct parties in this country. I don't know how I feel about it, but it would be very interesting.
I don't know how I feel about that either. I love the idea of three parties, by the way, a Democratic
Party.
Sure
you do. I bet you do.
I have all four three parties, baby. Just take that Republican Party, split it right in two, and let's go from there and see how things turn out. Can we do that? Can you work on that for me?
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, I got to run. Jerry, thank you, sir. I'll be on your program, I believe, tomorrow at 10:05, correct?
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you got it. Jerry Bader, WTAQ, WHBL, WSAU.